This is Harley.
Yeah, this is Harley. How's it going, Derek?
Oh, perfect.
Wonderful.
Hey, thanks for calling right on time. All's well here. I'm in Toronto yet to depart on tour, but, you know, I'm keen to get to Lethbridge, where I lived for a while.
Oh, nice. Okay. Whereabouts in the city did you live? Address, please. No, I'm just kidding, but...
No, that's too long ago. I can't remember. I was working at a pizzeria there. I used to make pizzas, and I got to be pretty good.
Oh, that...
The big seller I still remember was the Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
The ham and pineapple. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I usually don't get any ham on it, though. I just double up pineapple.
Well, you know, it is a delightful fruit and a great mix if you're making cocktails.
I'll agree to that, yeah. Well, awesome. Hey, thank you for letting me call you today, Derek.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. We've got it's the Yates, right? The Yates Memorial Theater.
Yeah.
Right? Or
yeah.
Auditorium.
Yeah, so you're in Toronto right now. Do you live there?
Yeah, I've been here on the East End for I don't know, 125 years or so.
Okay, it's almost 127 years, man. Congrats.
And, there's nothing better. If you ever lived here, there's nothing better than getting out of town.
Okay. No, I've never even been to Toronto, so that's why I wanted to ask and get a first-hand review.
I had a trip a few days ago. There was a festival in St. Catharines, comedy show, a beautiful theater there. And so I make my way driving, and it took me an extra 2 hours.
Oh.
An hour and a half drive, but it's that extra 2 hours because of construction and traffic. And, you know, the whole business of being stuck, not moving.
Yeah, no thing. Hope you got a good playlist or something at the very least.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst thing. It's just like, The gnawing feeling that I might be late for a show.
Oh, isn't that so nerve-wracking?
You must have been through it. You're in the showbiz world.
You know, I've tried stand up once, man, and that's it. And it was nerve-wracking for sure.
I just mean that I'm sure you have an early start to your day. You're a morning drive guy, right?
Yeah. So I start the show at 6 in the morning. So it's definitely every now and then it's a oh yeah. So I got Derek Edwards with me, and you're going to be at the Yates Memorial Theater June 9th. Now, I have heard your name like my whole life, man. 30 years in comedy. I'm 30.
Oh, my God.
I know. Let's start. What got you into comedy?
You know, the marvelous feeling when you crack a good enough joke that it gets people to laugh in the kitchen at the party, you know?
Yeah.
Simple, nice satisfaction of it all. And I had some experiences watching comics that maybe last so hard that you just, you know, you're not even in control of your functions anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your runny nose, everything hurts. I just thought, what a great thing if you could do that to strangers and leave them in a better mood than when they got there. It's just an awesome feeling.
Absolutely it is. Yeah, I still remember the first time I watched The Jerk with Steve Martin, and he had that free oven mitt line, and I just died laughing.
Buddy, I remember his smug look on the way back from the car.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be here a while. So, Derek, I know, you know, when you start off being a comedian, it's hard to kind of make money. How were you able to, like, kind of afford and keep going at it and to become a comedian?
Well, brother, I was a painter. I painted houses. And, well, I did a million jobs, but that was the job, my transition job. So I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then I take Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and do the comedy.
Oh, cool. Okay.
They're just so happy to have a terribly, terribly unreliable group are the painters of the world. And so for me to get there even 4 days a week was fantastic for them.
Yeah, hey. That's better than 80%. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a nice... a leg up to have open-minded bosses like that.
When you were starting out, were you touring through all parts of Canada and that? Did you have a favorite spot?
I did my first ever whole summer gig out in beautiful Prince Edward Island.
Okay.
I was so lucky. This guy had booked a tiny little theater, 60-seater. His name is Lauren Elliott, and he was part of the CBC backdrop for ages, worked theaters, very funny guy. And he took me under his wing, and I was able to open for him for a whole summer.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It has changed my life.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's checking out your comedy or something for the first time June 9th when you're swinging through town. Have you spent, you know, other than your pizza job, spent much time in Lethbridge?
Yeah, I've been going back to the H now. This is, I think it'd be my fifth time or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's in that ballpark because I've been touring through Canada sporadically for 10 years.
Yeah.
But this time it's a big lag because of the COVID, right? Being stuck in the house for a couple of years really slowed down the comedy.
let me get out and watch some comedy again. It was such a dry spell during that.
Really was, you know. So anyway, it's been that long, at least, since pre-COVID, before I was in the, since I've been in Lethbridge. And so I'm keen to get back. I'm so anxious. I'm actually going to work there. It'll be the Sabbath. I'm actually working a Sunday at the theater.
Okay.
So leave your prayer books at home. Good God almighty. That was unintentional. It's really.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. So your show is called In Praise of the Ostrich. You know, without giving too much away, what are some of the things we can expect when we see you at the Yates in June?
Well, you know, it's all escapism, right? You know that, Harvey.
Yeah. You got a lot of handcuffs, surprisingly.
Not that stuff. I do my wake spinning and juggling, but I'm not tacky. So anyway.
Okay. I gotcha.
I just mean from the real world. So this, you know, praise the ostrich just means ignoring the troubles, you know. I'll stick my head in the sand if I see clouds coming. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
So ignorance is bliss. Let's agree on that at least.
Oh, I wholeheartedly. Ignorance is bliss is one of my favorite quotes.
And I try to perpetuate that through my life. Drives my dear wife crazy that I'm so stupid. But I get along with people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming up on the Sunday. That's my first gig in Alberta. Then I have to do those other cheesy towns you have around that province. But getting to do that first, that's really the goal.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on the other towns. But if they're listening, hey, you could catch Derek Edwards there, too. But Lethbridge is the golden goose for us. Okay, I got you.
That's right. That'd be a better title than the ostrich. The golden goose, that's the way to go.
Hey, man, that's your 2025 tour. Just feel free to take me with you. I'll be a guy on the road that's just like, hey, yeah, here's a Coke, man.
Oh, yeah. My gopher. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll stop by Torrington, Alberta to the Gopher Museum and
Oh my God.
Writes itself.
Not well, but or coherently, but still.
Yeah. Oh, well, awesome. I'm excited to see you at the Yates, man. So In Praise of the Ostrich with Derek Edwards, June 9th at the Yates Memorial Theater. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up or talk about, man?
No, all's well on this end. Just, you know, have a good day, good week until I get there. And, you know, I'll look forward to seeing everybody when I get there. Make sure to come say hi, Harley. You're the only Harley I've ever even heard of.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, most of the Harleys I meet are dogs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Which Harley, isn't a bad thing.
That's a great name for a dog. Anyway, yeah. It implies loyalty, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. You think of motorbikes, you can't lose.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a hard man either way.
Hey, I don't think you can say that on the radio. No.
Hard nose.
Like yeah, there we go. Oh, hey, Derek, thank you for laughing with me today, man. It was really nice to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Thank you back.